AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino. Por no
when you get on the boat that's saving you, don't pull up the ladder behind you.
Yeah.
Ah. Cha!
Cha!
Come on now.
Cha, Vic. Petros and Money, gong it out, Vic. Super flexed out until 3 p.m., noon to 3. You just had 3 hours of Rogan and Rodney, 9 to noon. Before that, you had 2 hours of Scam, Sax and Cates in the a.m., but they call it Tim Cates and Steve Sax Dodgers in the a.m.
Which sucks.
It does.
Boo it's that, Matt.
Scam.
Play every negative sound on the thing. This is what we think about
dumbass.
Steve Sax and Tim Cates talking Dodgers in the a.m.
Unbelievable.
Stupid.
For shame.
Scam is the name of that show. It's been organically named here. My so many other things. Bro. Yes, it's clownish.
Can't do it, Sally.
PMS. We can't abide it.
Coward.
You're cowards. Scam.
Your fear make you think.
Name of the show is Scam.
Fear is why you leave.
And you know who's scared? Like a batch? Old Raider Cates. Scared to say Scam on Scam.
Everything.
Only says it here.
Trying to find the one that will really shame him. Here it is.
What has happened to you?
What has happened to you?
Yeah, Cates.
What has happened to you?
What happens?
You're a pre-half and post-host for Raiders football, for Bruins basketball and football, for Dodger baseball, and you can't
not
run a freaking Scam.
Going Rogan,
a TV presence on Sportsnet LA.
Call it what it is.
You stared down a Boston scribe and intimidated him so hard in the 2018 series that he's now dead, and you can't run Scam?
Christ almighty.
From 7 to 9 a.m., Sax and Cates in the a.m.?
Well, even
instead, it's Tim Cates and Steve Sax, Dodgers in the a.m.
Even though we don't approve of the name, the nomenclature, we do approve of the big Ganamos from last night. Ganamos, 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 Ganamos.
That's right, Gloria.
Yeah, Gloria.
That's right, Gloria.
Yeah.
That's right, Gloria.
Yeah.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
And they wore it.
On this We Just Won't Be Defeated Wednesday.
How about that, Vic?
The Dodgers made them wear.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel good about it, Vic? It was a real ass whooping, Vic.
Oh, we blissed out on the blue, man. They're going to toy with this team. This is not the Atlanta Braves.
It's one game now.
There's a lot of confidence. I mean, I heard a lot of confidence. Tim Cates saying, this is our year. This is our year. He said it like three times going to break.
On Scam?
Yeah, no. On the Morongo Casino,
Before they even won the game.
Yes, on the pregame show. Yes. Whew. He said that.
I mean, we had Karros on as one of our last conversations in the final hour, and he was like, hey, man, this is going to be the best team they face. They're better than the Braves.
The closer we got to first pitch, the confidence rose like a Sherpa climbing a Himalayan mountain. And it was really, really deafening by the time first pitch. And the Dodgers just kind of took it from there and grabbed a hold of that ray and
bided their time to that fourth inning.
Denied it the salt water and its gills, and it just died. Died there on the deck in front of everybody, bleeding out like most fish do. And it was a beautiful thing for L.A. Doyer fans to see. So way to go. And, Vic, we continue to be your home of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Doyers.
Game two of the World
Doyers.
Series
Doyer.
Tonight. Dodgers versus Tampa Bay Rays. Dodgers on deck at 3 o'clock, just like yesterday. First pitch is at 5. You can stream it on the iHeartRadio app, which is the best way, Matt. I was listening on the iHeart app yesterday.
Walking around.
To Tim Cates. I was listening to Dave Roberts say he was going to hug David Vasse and said he loved David Vasse. like when Ben Howland came on here and said he loved us.
He said he loved you. He didn't even know who I was.
Well, there was love in the room.
I mean, I asked him. He told you he loved you. I said, hey, coach, I know you went to 3 Final Fours, but last 2 years have not been pretty. And he said to me,
my bad.
And my bad. I went to 3 Final Fours. My bad.
My bad.
What he said to me.
Sorry I brought it up.
That's all right.
But there was a lot of love. A
lot of love.
From, and that happened, Dave Roberts on David Vasse last night.
Yeah, you come back down 0-2, down 1-3, and you make your way to the World Series, and you kind of like the way it shakes out for you with the old Rays over there, and you know, you're going to get a little bit of a bone.
There was.
A little bit of a bone going.
Did you hear the love fest, Cates, between David Vasse and Dave Roberts?
Did you hear us attack you, Cates, just now?
Did you pull that up? Hey, Cates, why don't you call scam on scam?
What's your problem?
Why don't you call scam what it is on scam?
It's Dodger talk in the AM.
No, it's not. It's scam. It's Sax and Cates in the AM. Well, look, Cates, this is something you can expand. Expand the brand, man. Make the brand you, not the Dodgers.
What happens
if scam comes back because, you know, Don Martin wants Sax and Cates in the AM because the Chargers are making a run to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, before this is over, Cates, we have obligations. I have an obligation to live tweet my dad during a World Series game for David Vasse.
You better do it sooner than later because, man, they're running away with this thing.
Game four, I might be over there. And you have an obligation to at least 5 times, I would say, before the World Series is over, whether it's pre-produced or you just say it out of your mouth or Steve says it, you're going to refer to the show as scam.
All right, I will. Today, I was more conscious in not saying sexy.
How'd that go?
It was hard.
It's just hard.
It was really hard.
Why was it so hard?
Every time I was like, you know, Clayton Kershaw, you right there? Steve?
Did he not respond properly? Was he like freaked out that you weren't calling him sexy anymore?
There was a little bit of a delay, and I didn't know if it was, you know.
Just, I'm not saying you can't call him sexy.
It's hard.
Just mix it up.
Just like scam.
Mix it up.
Sax and Cates in the AM. Build the brand, man. What are we watching right now on MLB Network? Hi, hey, with me. Mad Dog Ruth, maybe Sax and Cates in the AM can make its way over to the MLB Network.
What are we watching now? What you put on TV. The guy you listen to the whole way up is now on our TV. He does this first,
oh, and then God. He does
well,
his
so
radio
you can
show.
Listen to him on the way home, and we can watch it on TV. How wonderful. Who's that guy? Greg Ostertag? Who the hell is that?
Well, look at how bad that guy looks.
I can't take it, Matt. But you know what is really special tonight, Vic? And I know you love this because yesterday was yesterday. Kershaw did a great job. He got through it. He gave up that jack. Everybody wanted him out. They put him back in. He did fine. They took him out. The Dodgers managed the situation. Everybody was happy at game's end, unless you're from Tampa Bay.
Out there in Tampa.
Or Razzarainer. I know he wasn't happy, Matt.
A Razzarainer.
He was not. A Razzarainer was not pleased.
That's all they got over there, a Razzarainer.
But we can be excited looking to the future towards the year of the cat. Give me that Al Stewart. Yeah. It's the coolest thing about this whole World Series run is Tony Gonsolin likes cats. And I don't like cats. I'm allergic to cats, and I don't find them to be very...
Nobody likes cats. Tony Gonsolin.
There's a lot of, lonely women out there and men.
It's true, and they collect them. Weirdos.
It is pretty weird.
It is.
I get the feeling that he doesn't maybe, like, love cats. Like, maybe back in the day, like, hey, what do you like, cats or dogs? He's probably like, hey, cats.
No, I think he's really
a cat man.
I think he's a cat man,
too.
I think he's, like, really, really a cat.
Yeah, because he's an odd bird.
Yeah.
You get the sense he's a bit of an odd dude. And
when you cultivate that Zappa look.
You're not an odd dude and a dog guy. You're a cat man. If you're an odd bird, you're a cat man.
I don't know if that's necessarily, but you know what? There's a likelihood. Probably not always true, but a likelihood. But when we get to play that good Al Stewart and the year of the cat, it kind of cancels out the fact that Tony Gonsolin has a creepy cat fetish that they're going to make Jock Peterson do meowing sounds in some vignette during the show.
Old Stickface is a cat man.
Burt, yeah.
He's a weird dude.
There's no doubt. He's a ham radio.
Yeah.
I've known a lot of cat men over the years, and we all do. And they do have that one thing in common. They're all weird. If you have a dog, you're less likely to be weird. But you can be weird.
Sure. Or then you're like bitch dogs. You're like the rolls around in a stroller or a purse.
Well,
you're probably pretty weird.
It's all kinds of different things. Yeah. Even if you have a big dog, Matt, you can still be weird.
Even if you got a big dog. You got a Yeti.
Yeah, that's not a dog.
The Yeti.
Tired of that. It's not a dog. It's not a dog. Or you can be like
that's
me.
A dog.
Very allergic to all animals. and not into it.
You got to get one of them, like, labradoodles.
No, see, no.
No, see, hypoallergenic.
Everybody says that.
Get that labradoodle.
Everybody says that stupid crap. Everybody sticks their dog
get
in your face.
A poodle.
Everybody sticks their dog in your face, and they say, my dog, poodle, labradoodle, whatever the hell, my dog's hypoallergenic.
Golden doodle?
Yeah, the answer is it's not. Okay? It is not. I promise you it's not. I'm
what
not
about the wiener dogs?
They're all bad for me. Whatever they are, it's bad for me. My mother didn't care. She loves her dogs. Yeah, she loves animals, and she would rather her son, literally, itch himself to death.
Not literally, like a
leper, bleeding it through my sheets with eczema and impetigo.
Because of the dog.
Because she had to have a dog. Not to mention, unable to breathe through my nose, eyes watering constantly, wheezing.
Because of the dog.
Yes.
That's a rough go.
I lived a life like that for 19 years.
But didn't they put you in like a very comfortable bedroom?
They put linoleum on the floor. Oh, you think that's funny, Vic?
Pretty good, right, Vic?
The whole linoleum thing.
That's right. You know, so they don't want the carpet to hold up all that dog hair and make him sick. He gets linoleum.
Now my mom acts like she doesn't have dogs, but my sister has dogs, and my brother has two, and guess where they bring their dogs? And I walk into my parents' house, and I start sneezing uncontrollably, and she goes, oh, but we don't have dogs. It's like, yeah, you do.
Well, maybe you just get one of them labradoodles. Build up your immunity.
It's the dander.
What about a golden doodle?
None of them.
What about a doodle doodle?
There's not one.
Vic, you got a dog?
I had a Doberman Pinscher for about 10 years.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
so
badass Doberman Pinscher.
That was the kick-ass dog before the pit bull was a big deal.
The Doberman.
Doberman. It was the dog of the 80s.
Cut off that tail, point them ears up.
In Remo Williams, that Doberman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was scary.
He had no hair. He was hairless.
Yeah, well, they're not hairless. They just have very short hair.
Yeah, but it's the dander. It's the drool. It's just the dog. I'm allergic to the dog.
What if you have a dog that doesn't drool?
Well, here's the thing. My wife loves dogs.
Take out its saliva.
Of course, my children
want
dogs. I'm pretty sure you'll kill a dog. Yeah. Why is your dog always choking? Oh, your dog seems kind of muscular. He's dehydrated. When we first had a kid, my wife had this dream that
my wife!
We were going to get a dog.
Sure.
They started a battery of allergy shots for me, if you remember. And do you remember? Do you remember how that abruptly came to an end?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No. I went into deep anaphylactic shock, was literally dying on Torrance Boulevard in Redondo Beach, and crawled across the street Vietnam style and pounded on the desk, unable to breathe, to be stabilized by not one, not two,
but
four EpiPens like a porcupine sticking out of my thigh, and I was unable to come to work that day.
I do recall that.
Yes.
So then I said, you know what? I'm just going to not do the allergy shots anymore, and I'm going to just try to stay away from people with dogs and dogs in general.
Then you swung by the Petco, got a sweet aquarium, an Oscar, and started feeding it all the little goldfish. And, oh, check out my Oscar. This thing's awesome.
What's an Oscar?
It's like the meanest fish ever. It just consumes anything you put in the fish
tank. See, that
was
another thing in the 80s. Remember the beta? Yeah. I get the fighting fish, and then I put the mirror up, and it fights its way around. Look at that. That and the Doberman.
Yeah, the next level was the Oscar from the beta. Oh, dude, you think a beta's badass? Check out my Oscar.
Did you ever have either of those, Vic? As a kick-ass Lothario in Austin, Texas?
In Austin, I didn't have a dog in Austin.
Hmm. You had a steer.
Or the dog has you. It's not like you have the dog. The dog
has
you.
Dog does run your life.
Exactly.
Pick up its poop. You bathe it. You clothe it.
Put down a pad for it to pee.
You know, it's Halloween. Hey, check it out. My dog's got a dinosaur costume on. Isn't this great?
Look, we put a hat on. It's extremely uncomfortable for the animal, but...
But it's great for us on our Instagram page.
We love this.
I don't think the dog's very happy. No, he loves it.
It's the year of the cat, though. Tony Gonsolin.
You know, Tony Gonsolin loves cats.
Meow!
And his teammates like to have a bit of fun with him.
Pitching tonight. Everybody buy some t-shirts. Did you ever see Al Stewart? Vic, you could play time passages if you want, Ronnie.
Just I never saw Al Stewart. I never saw Al Stewart.
All right, well, then don't play it then, Ronnie. We're good. Vic has no story. Sorry about
that. Never saw Al.
Well, you know, I thought he seemed kind of right up your alley, Vic. You know, right in the 70s, seemed like your kind of guy, but I guess not.
Well, more Rod Stewart than Al Stewart.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Rod Stewart was incredible.
Well, I think he's great too, but he was kind of more of like a ladies' man, right? Isn't that like you being into...
No, Rod Stewart was never into the ladies.
He rocked. He just rocked.
No, no. Monogamous. That was a one-woman man, Rod Stewart.
Well, let's just say it like this, Vic. Wouldn't like you being into Rod Stewart in the 70s kind of be like you being into Justin Timberlake? Like, I love this new album about the outdoors that Justin
Vic
Timberlake...
likes Timberlake.
I do like Timberlake.
Yeah.
Come on, Vic. You're better than that.
He's got some soul.
No,
Vic. He's got some soul.
Man, Vic, he can dance, right?
Oh.
He's got soul.
Why are you doing it, Matt? Why?
He dance his ass off.
Lake's got some soul.
Come on, Vic. Vic.
That Lake? Sex song, man, that gets me
Vic's
in the mood.
Got
Vic,
some soul.
You performed on stage with the Chambers Brothers. Dude, don't talk about Timberlake like that and then renounce Al Stewart like Peter renounced Christ. Don't do that.
Wait a minute.
I'm not
so
renouncing
Vic is
Al Stewart.
Peter and Al Stewart is Christ?
In this context, yes.
I don't know about that.
Well, Year of the Cat's a great song, Matt.
I mean, hit one hit.
Play it. Play Chime. No. One hit.
What did y'all do?
Oh, we're not going to play Time Passages right now? We're not going to play it? Because we're going to play it.
Okay.
We're going to stick it right in your craw, Vic.
That's all right.
That's how it's going to be.
Bring it to me.
Talk about Al Stewart like that on this show.
Mark Pryor's got to put some weight on.
Yeah, but did Al have a stage presence?
Matt, he weighs 280 pounds, but it's all in his
calves. All calves and nose. His nose looks so bulbous because his face is so skinny.
Can't believe they're letting him do an interview. You tell me this wasn't a hit, Vic? You're going to sit here and tell me Time Passages by Al Stewart was not a hit?
Truly a hit. Yeah.
All right.
It was a hit.
Well, so I can tell you what this isn't. Christ-like.
To me, it is.
Maggie? That's Christ-like.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
No, it's about
Maggie,
some old lady taking
we're
advantage.
We're all getting laid. Put on Maggie.
It's about an old lady taking advantage of a young cocksure.
Exactly right.
A young cocksure student.
Let's get laid.
You can be small faces with Ron Wood.
Oh, and he sees how old her face is in the morning. Right? He sees her wrinkly face when he's waking up. Like, ah, look at this hat.
Hey, last night was fun.
Look at that. Look at what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Al like that. I mean, think about the time passages we've had between the last World Series and now. The specter, the ghost, the curse of 88. It's on their back, Matt. That's where it is.
Curse on their back.
Bet you I know what Mark Pryor has on his back. Hair. We got a great show for everybody.
Yeah,
Bill Plaschke is going to join us today.
Next hour, Bill Plaschke, right around 1:20. Then Justice and Sweet James.
In Arlington.
He is there.
No longer quarantined in beautiful Montrose.
I believe he is Tier 4. Dave Bassay, Tier 3. Plaschke, Tier 4.
You know anybody on the outside of that?
He's got a hell of a logo and a one-hour radio show that's supposedly going on right now. My line gets cast in
just love this song.
Yeah.
Sweet James Burger.
David Vassay back into this hour. He's Tier 3.
We got it all.
Dave Roberts wants to give him a big hug. So does AJ Pollock. Said, hey, man, when this thing's over and we're celebrating, just come on down. You know, COVID restriction anymore. Get down here. Who the hell cares, Dave?
We're going to French
kiss.
We
want you. We want to abuse you.
We're going to drink out of the same bottle of wine with two straws.
We want to hide half a baseball bat somewhere. Get
Vic,
down here.
I thought you would do a lot better without Stewart, Vic.
Vic,
really
you're
did.
Fine.
Instead of talking about Rod, that's so cheap.
Well, not.
Al didn't move me. Al Stewart's songs really didn't move me. They were like ballads. These are ballads.
You know what it's like, Vic? It's like listening to the opening of Family Ties. That's
there
all this is.
Hey, that's a great song.
I want something to move me.
Yeah, Vic. Move your loins.
Exactly.
Get you going.
Like a doggist.
What do you got on Rod Stripling, Mark?
Just leave him alone. Change the channel if you can't handle it.
He's talking about the cats now.
The Year of the Cat, Vic. Maybe you better revisit Al Stewart. There's some beautiful lyrics in The Year of the Cat that you haven't explored. And I'm surprised that your mind is so close to this. Usually you're an open-minded guy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you saying Al Stewart and him saying, I like Rod Stewart.
It's a nice ballad.
Exactly.
He's a balladeer.
Well, we say, like, I like Mike Stewart, the bodyboarder. Not relevant to this conversation.
Oh, no.
I like Tony Stewart, the racer, until he killed that guy on the dirt track.
I like Stewie from The Family Guy.
Oh, now we're talking.
He tried to kill his mom in the episodes. Right? Irrelevant. Al Stewart, Vic. Do some research.
Don't apologize for anything.
You better, Vic. You better look long and hard.
You out
look long and hard into yourself, Vic, you son of a gun.
Betts is doing merely everything.
Three wins till the World Series is won.
A home run, two stolen bases, couple of runs scored.
Behind Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers took game one.
Strikeout number 7 for Kershaw, who is now...
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
guys. No,
it's not. Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Well, you just heard that keyword. We want to put that grand in your hand. All you have to do is text the code word you just heard. We do it every single day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. unless there's a Dodger game, so we'll end at 5 tonight. Right around quarter past the hour, it's your chance to win. When you hear it, you text the code word to 200-200 to get a call back from a number you don't recognize. Make sure you answer the phone. It is the only way to win the $1,000. All the details are available at am570lasports.com.
You know who's a cat man?
Me, Don Martin. I love cats.
Does he?
No.
Ned Coletti is a cat man, right?
He's got two?
He's got two. What are their names, Cates?
Habs and Santo.
Habs? Is that for Les Habitants, the Montreal Canadiens?
Yes,
the Habs?
Sir.
Probably, favorite hockey team.
The Santo for
Ron Santo, of course. FU Hall of Fame. You should have put him in when he was still alive. Even when he didn't have legs because of the diabetes, you could have put him in.
Now yell about Santo as the Mad Dog, Matt, just to make the hour.
Here's what I don't understand. How are you not going to put Ron Santo in the Hall of Fame? He was Ian Brooks Robinson were the best third baseman of their era. A guy who overcame diabetes. Had to eat a Snickers bar during the game and figure out, is it the sixth? Is it the eighth? You're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame?
Look at how weird he looks.
Matt watches the Mad Dog now incessantly. He watches him on television. He listens on the radio. He can't help himself but imitate him almost in every segment of our show.
Rod Stripling.
It is a... It really is a turn that I did not expect to happen here at the during,
nor did I.
You know, 6 or 7 months into the pandemic.
I don't even know how I found my way to Mad Dog
Radio.
No,
because, you know, we used to be Felger and Maz, and then we used to listen to Francesa, and now we've been stuck on this.
Maybe that's what it is. It was the mics on that got me. You know, that's what it was. It was the Funhouse on the Twitter, and they posted a clip of Mad Dog, and I was like, this is unbelievable.
Well, maybe when baseball season is over, we'll get a little bit of a reprieve. But right now,
I'll get
now,
over the Feinbaum.
Yeah, because of the SEC.
Yeah, I get the Georgia Bama.
Yeah,
going.
But Phyllis died.
Sadly.
All right. Well, it's time for the Philippe's Flip Top story of the day, everybody.
It's the Flip Top from the home of the dip.
Philippe's Flip Top story of the day.
It's the Philippe's French Dip Flip Top story of the day.
Number one, if Gonsolin is a hero tonight, we have to reach out to LA resident of the last 40 years, the great Al Stewart, and see if he'll perform the Year of the Cat for us in a Dodger hat or something. I bet you he would. What do you think, Cates?
What's his name? Al Stewart?
I mean, are you effing kidding me?
He's being a jerk.
It's like I'm playing with my brother's kids. Are you kidding me, Cates? Are
Cates, hey, he's just pushing your buttons, okay? That's someone who got up to do scam this morning, even though he didn't call it scam.
Yeah.
He's a little punchy right now.
Why don't you call scam, scam on scam? You better call scam, scam on scam next time.
Just found Al Stewart on Twitter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow him.
Is he verified?
Get
him. Copy that.
Is he really?
We got to get him to sing the Year of the Cat. And then he's going to sing Time Passages. And then he's going to whip out his giant British puzo. And he's going to beat Vic down to the ground about the head and shoulders with it.
He's got a real light bulb head.
He's Al Stewart. Those lyrics don't come from nowhere. They come from his giant head.
Now,
and don't say that to him in person and embarrass
me. What? He just looks like a giant light bulb head.
Don't you dare attack Al Stewart.
Most well known for Year of the Cat.
Yes!
Time passages. And On the Border.
Yeah, On the Border's a good one.
And guess who's on the border?
That's where we
of
live.
Of sanity and insanity right now. You!
Who knew?
Me? We need to get... I've lived on the border for a long time, man. Frankly, I think it's quite insensitive.
Is that right? A lot of insensitive things in this neighborhood.
Kate?
Yeah.
Are you going to call Al Stewart or do I have to?
I will reach out.
He has got 4,440 followers. He is only following 17 people.
He's going to be, we're going to be the 18th. Like Vin Scully follows Liz Habib, we're going to be the 18th.
Dave Mason of Traffic.
Oh, I'm friends with Dave Mason.
Is that right?
Yes.
Name dropper.
What do you want me to do? He's on the freaking list.
Follows Peter White.
Name dropper. Every day is some kind of musical parade through here.
Dwayne Eddy. Is this the Statman Doug Mann? Vin Scully's and the Lakers Statman Doug Mann?
With Jerry Buss cowboy shirt on? No.
No, it is not. It is just a dude who is holding
a ukulele.
We
need to call Al Stewart. All right. Did we do the Philippe's commercial yet?
Yes.
Okay, Philippe's is open on Alameda and Ord, and they are waiting for you. They make French dip sandwiches, beef, lamb, turkey, or ham, or pastrami. The best of the best. You can eat outside, enjoy a Dodgers World Series with Philippe's, because is it really a Dodger World Series without Philippe's since 1908 in the city of the CU Dodd? Now, I did not expect, Vic is gone, but I didn't expect Vic to attack Al Stewart like that.
I don't think he attacked him. You attacked, you know, Vic attacked for saying he liked Rod Stewart.
Oh, and I'll do worse. I'll go over there and pull out his catheter. And now,
that would not be nice.
You know what?
That's an attack.
It's not nice
that's
to attack Al.
Attack.
You know what I'll say?
Arrested.
I'll tape it and be like, Al, look what I'm doing, Al. This man disrespected you. This is how much we need you on the show, Al Stewart.
He's got autographed vinyl for sale at alstewart.com.
He's going to do the Year of the Cat for us, Matt.
I think he is.
And we've had Eddie Money do two tickets to Paradise on this show, and now we're going to have Al Stewart do the Year of the Cat in honor of Tony Gonsolin, in honor of the Dodgers in the World Series.
We had Tenacious D do Roadie live on the air.
We've had Frank Stallone do Far From Over live on the air here.
Michael Bolton came in, didn't play anything.
No, he was a little pretentious.
A little bit, and he wanted to talk about the Yankees for 30 minutes.
I don't think Al Stewart's going to be that way, Matt.
Slash came in, was not pretentious.
No, but did not perform.
No.
But I think Al Stewart's going to come in.
He's going to zoom it up.
Oh, my God.
Mondo Cosmo just did a zoom for us.
That's right. You know who's... So did the great Photo Ops.
Photo Ops.
You think Don Martin would let Al Stewart in here?
I don't think he would.
Dude, I don't know where he's been.
Get him in here. He might not let Don McLean, but he'd let Al Stewart. He'd let Al Stewart in here.
He just got married.
We really waited.
September 12th. He just got married.
Congratulations, Al. This is Tim Cates.
I just want to congratulate you on your nuptials. Would you be interested in performing Year of the Cat via Zoom?
Where's Don Martin? All right, I'm trashing my story that I had prepared. I'll do it for the number of the day. Where is Don? If Don knows Al Stewart, he's going to let him in. And this whole Year of the Cat thing is good. Look, Matt, we had the Foghat guy on.
Drummer from Foghat.
On the phone.
Yes.
And he didn't perform.
On the telephone?
And that was because we loved Sister Christian so much. Was that what it was?
No, it was Slow Ride.
Slow Ride, that's right. This is on
the border. I mean, we're going to have to get Al Stewart on tomorrow. If Gonsolin gets the win tonight, ends up going like five innings and gets a victory, because Gonsolin's not going to pitch again if they get the victory tonight. So, Cates, you've got to plant that seed like yesterday. What else has Al got going on except maybe a honeymoon 6 weeks later?
They got this Year of the Cat poster we can buy on Amazon. Crazy time politically, man.
You go to his website, he's got merch.
Oh.
Year of the Cat t-shirt.
I gotta have it.
I mean, I assume that's PRC kind of theme, Year of the Cat. Chinese New Year sort of vibe, which is why it looks that way. But I don't know if I'd be comfortable wearing that around in this current political climate.
Where is Don?
Now, I'm getting ready, guys.
Do you want the full 6 minute and 41 second version of Year of the Cat?
That's the one I like, okay. Yeah.
We just want him to come on the Zoom. Talk to him about the Year of the Cat.
He plays it now with a really big Spanish guitar. I've seen him do it live. You know, you might be surprised, Matt, but I've gone down a little foxhole with the Year of the Cat.
No.
A little bit. Every time anybody mentions Gonsolin, I tweet out the album cover. Which is perhaps the greatest album cover I've ever seen.
Nice piece of artwork.
In my life. With the cat in the mirror, or the woman in a mirror putting on a cat suit, just getting that glove on at the last second.
I prefer Abbey Road.
Don's on a call, by the way. I can hear him 35 feet down the hall.
All right, guys, here's what we're thinking now. They wrap it up in five. They're going to have the parade on Monday, and we're going to try to get it to wind in front of the building here in Burbank.
We can get Petra some money out of the balcony.
That's Kate's right.
Wave his arms around like there's some kind of chase.
I'm going to buy some fireworks. They're going to launch some skyrockets off the roof.
Now, wouldn't it be very Don Martin-like to be like, oh, my God, the crazy afternoon show's calling me in on the air. Excuse me, guys. Wouldn't he do that, though? That would be like, that's like, Vince calling, gotta go. I mean, wouldn't he do that?
We might have to run a scramble drill here. I mean, if he's going to do Year of the Cat and we're going to be on a Zoom, we got to be dressed up. Like, we got to mark the occasion.
Well, Matt, I'm dressed today.
No, I'm talking about, like, we might have to look like freaking Jason Derulo from Cats.
Oh,
we
I'm
might
not,
have to get after it.
First of all, I'd be a lot more like James Corden than Derulo. A. B. I'm already dressed up today. I had a Zoom with Air Force, man. I had to be buttoned up.
I'm not dressed up today.
No, you're not. But I think Al Stewart, he lives in L.A. 40 years. I think he'd be ready for our casual nature. He's from here.
All right, get on it, Cates. Stewart, tomorrow.
You hear that big Spanish now. Guitar?
That'd be fun.
This here, is a Mr. nice Stewart. Song.
Have you heard of the Petros and Money show on AM Sports Talk?
No. You got to come out with why it's great for him. Mr. Stewart, are you aware
exactly.
of the KLAC 570 on the AM BAM 50,000-watt flamethrower? Right?
Yeah. And the Dodgers and all our listeners. And
yes,
one of the most-
we are the Dodger station. The World Series victory will be played right here. We want to feature your song, Year of the Cat, for our tens of thousands of listeners.
Yes, the most downloaded show in the iHeart cluster wants it, needs it for Tony Gonsolin and the Dodgers.
Would you like to join Tenacious D and Eddie Money?
And Frank Stallone.
And Frank Stallone as artists that have performed live on the Petros and Money show.
And Michael Bolton.
Exactly right.
Who performed by speaking.
Buck Cherry. They performed by speaking.
I said, hey.
Wait a minute.
The guy from the Hold Steady.
Right. Did we ever have Lisa Loeb on?
This isn't Lisa Loeb.
No, I know. It's Suzanne Vega, yeah. But I feel like we had Lisa Loeb on.
And I didn't try to run away with her? You know Loeb?
There was like an auction or something that she was pushing and we had her on.
That might have been a... No, Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna with... Harry Hamlin came in. That's right.
Old inner tube lifts came in here. She floated her way in here.
It's funny because
when
they both came in, it was supposed to be about him, and she hijacked
You're
the
right,
interview.
Ronnie.
She hijacked
she
the interview.
She took over.
Pre-Beverly Hills.
We got David Vasse coming on next from Globe Life Field. Set the scene. Tony Gonsolin getting the start. You'll hear it all if you can't get to a radio or television on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now. Stream it free. Dodgers, Rays, first pitch, 5 p.m. David Vasse from Texas next.
The Petros and Money Show.
AMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
Machado, be a bastard. Pop it, everybody. Welcome back. It's PMS. We're happy to be with you. Tony Gonsolin's going to go for the Dodgers tonight. It's the World Series. Dodgers Tampa Bay. Stream it or listen to it on AM570 or the iHeartRadio app. Just like our show, which you can also podcast. It is time for our main guy, not our only guest from Arlington. We do have Bill Plaschke from the LA Times. I'm here. I feel fine. Bill's going to join us a little later, but right now... The one and only David Vasse.
The home of the Dodgers.
With an inside look at the Dodgers, this is the Vasse Report with David Vasse.
MLB Network, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, our reporter right here on AM570. The best of the best. Dave Roberts almost kissed him through the radio last night.
Oh, he did?
David Vasse.
Licking the microphone.
Wow. It's a little weird. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, guys? Yes, there was a love fest between me and Dave Roberts yesterday. I was a little surprised.
Were you surprised?
That was before they even won.
Yeah. And everybody felt so confident. Tim Cates was screaming, "This is the year!" Before you went to break to start the show, the actual game, first pitch. Do you feel, Dave, that same confidence tonight? I thought this was a tough opponent, but the Dodgers looked every bit the dominant team.
No, you know what? You look at that offense, they just do not look like the same offense that they were able to scratch together even some runs to beat the Astros. I feel like tonight's a real big game for the Dodgers, and I draw back to 2017, Game 2, where the Dodgers were one strike away from going ahead 2-0 heading into Houston, and every player from that team says that was the pivotal game that changed that series. So tonight the Dodgers are going up against a very tough pitcher from the left side in Blake Snell. If his curveball's on, it's going to be a tough night for the Dodgers, but they've got to find a way to continue to run his pitch count up and get to that fatigued Rays bullpen.
They did that last night, Dave, even though they didn't score through the first three innings. You know, you just kind of look at Glasnow's pitch count. It was 20, and then it was a short second inning, able to extend it. How much of that is willingness to trade runs for pitches? Like, is that what they're actively doing, that they would rather take some pitches, foul some pitches off, as opposed to squaring something up, or is that just a stupid question?
No, I don't think they're trying to do that. It appears that way sometimes. I feel like they get lulled into a lack of aggressiveness because they're so stubborn outside the strike zone. And I feel like they're striking a balance between being aggressive early in counts, like Cody was, first pitch fastball. He did not miss it. And it's all up to, you know, talking to the players about that. They said it's all up to the individual. It's not something that is discussed in the hitters meeting to be more aggressive. But certain individuals in certain situations have to be ready to hit. And Cody showed that with his two-run home run on that fastball. And it also makes things a lot easier when the pitcher can't find his secondary pitches like Glasnow last night, so you can sit and wait for the fastball in the strike zone. So all those factors are involved. But talking to Chris Taylor just moments ago on the press conference Zoom, I asked him what's the difference between the Dodgers now and what the compared to what it was like with their offense the first two games of the NLCS. And he told me they're not trying to swing for homers. That's the biggest difference.
In terms of setting a tone, the also, you know, the big difference from now in 2017 is Mookie Betts. And certainly someone that seems to create energy in myriad ways, whether it's stealing bases, putting on a double steal, making a great grab in the outfield. And it seemed like the play of the game last night was him figuring out a way to score on contact and a throw from the infield grass. I mean, that seemed to be the one play that really got everybody juiced.
Yeah, you're right. It was a great play. 35 years old, I wasn't sure he could make that play still defensively, but he has been a valuable player for the Dodgers. And for Mookie Betts, I mean, that is the difference maker, Money. Every player has said that he has made them better, because of the focus that he commands from every player and the way he goes about his work. Going all the way back to spring training, he set a tone for this type of attitude back in spring training, a la Kirk Gibson in 1988. Certainly different ways of doing it, but the same effect and the same result. So I wholeheartedly agree with you. That's why you acquire players of his caliber. You don't just settle for the Chris Taylors and Kike Hernandezes of the world.
David Vasse is our guest at @TheReal_DV. He's going to have a day off tomorrow. Where will he go? He already visited JR's place in Dallas. Dave, what is the pitching rotation going to be like tonight? How long do you expect him to stay with the year of the cat, Tony Gonsolin?
Yeah, well, I believe the Dodgers are hoping they can get more than two innings out of Tony, because you have to worry about game four as well. In a perfect world, I really believe the Dodgers would hold out Julio Urias from tonight's game in a perfect world where they could save him, get him some extra rest for game four. You got a day off tomorrow, like you mentioned, Petros. So if they could stay away from Julio, that would be ideal, where they wouldn't have to go back to another one of these bullpen games. But the Dodgers have showed a willingness to deploy Dustin May and Julio Urias in different ways to maximize their value in different games. So I feel like Dustin May and Julio are on the table tonight, but for me, I would do everything you could to try to hold Julio back for game four. But like I said, game two is such a pivotal game. I know people don't look at it that way. They don't view game two that way. But trust me, after what unfolded in the 2017 World Series, guys on that team know how important and pivotal game two can be.
All right, Dave, we'll be all over it. And thank you so much. We will talk to you later. Dodger talk tonight after the game, and you'll hear Dave in the Dodger pregame. Good luck, Dave.
All right, and please tell Plaschke, congratulations on finally mustering up the cojones to show up here in Texas.
We will tell him that.
Hey, Texas is a place of big balls, big hats.
Please do.
We'll be back.
Only game two of the World Series.
You're home of the Dodgers.
I wanted to come.
I always was going to come. The iHeartRadio app for your smartphone is where you can stream the game and us. Enjoy tonight as Tony Gonsolin takes on the Tampa Bay Rays. They want more than two innings. That's what David Vassay said. Word number song of the day coming up next.
That'll be the year of the cat.
And Bill Plash. Cool is back. Give some skin. Lay it on me. Groovy, you could call it. Hip, yeah, you could call we. Vicky, sticky fingers, stuck us. Loop junkies. If you digging rhyme, then you digging rap. Jimmy's digging this and we be digging that.